I'm eating already. Nobody has made any pie yet, and I'm still eating.
I would love to eat, but I'm afraid of smearing the lipstick and the makeup because I put it on with a trowel.
From KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman. You're listening to Good Food, and today we start out baking with Bertha.
I am from the great state of Minnesota, out there, oh yeah, where it snows. And I come from a town called Gopher Prairie, Minnesota. It's a lot like a Norman Rockwell painting, except we have a target and a crystal meth problem. Anyway, I want to encourage you all to drink more, because the more you drink, the funnier I get, and the pie will taste so much better, okay?
Imagine if RuPaul and Rose Nyland had a baby and then threw in a dash of Julia Child. You'd get Bertha, a Midwestern pie-baking drag queen who lives by the motto, feel bitter, add butter, feel better. Bertha is the comedic creation of the Chicago transplant Michael Bowen. When he performs as Bertha, it's not typically in bars or nightclubs. Instead, he leads Baking with Bertha private performances that usually happen in homes or churches for small groups of eight or so people. They are equal parts baking class and comedy set. Hi, Michael.
Hello, Evan.
I had so much fun at your class a few days ago.
I'm so glad you attended. It was a wonderful time. And I am so glad that you got a chance to see what Baking with Bertha is and experience it in the flesh.
Yeah, now I'm curious about Michael. So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what your childhood was like, and how your upbringing kind of led to Bertha.
Okay, perfect. I grew up in upstate New York. So I was, it's a small town, probably about 5,000 people, about 3.5 hours outside of New York City. And I had a single mom and a sister and a lot of aunts and grandmother. My grandmother, who was very stern and kind of cold, but made really good pies and potato salad. I mean, I was the favorite grandchild and everyone doted on me. But as I grew older and I kind of became aware of my sexuality, about not really wanting to live in a small town, the relationship between my aunts and my grandmother really became strained. We couldn't talk about anything, really, and I was a bit of an outsider. But I really missed that kind of connection of family and home and place. And so when I around about 2000, I started writing letters to my aunts and my grandmother and trying to get their recipes and stuff. And it started this whole thing where they just started sending me pie recipes and sending me kind of ideas for different pies and different kind of really nostalgic food. And so I was cooking that at the same time. The character of Bertha was born in 1997 in a theater company in upstate New York. I was a prop master. And at the end of the season, they had like a party for all the technicians, for everyone to kind of just let steam off. And the character of Bertha was created. It just came fully formed. And I lip-synced to a song by Patsy Cline called Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round. And then I've been just performing and developing this character. And in Chicago, I would go to the Gay Pride Parade and hand out penis-shaped cookies, and people just loved it, and this character just kept developing. And someone said, you need to have a show, so I rented out a Lutheran church, and I put on Bertha Mason's Rhubarb Poetry Jam, where I made butterscotch blondies and read from the old newspaper and took question and answer and started just to develop this character, and it just blossomed for the past 25 years, all crazy development of kind of by chance, by luck, and just saying, hey, let's do a very Mickey Judy kind of feeling of let's put on a show. So that's how it kind of developed.
At a certain point, you got serious about baking and you went to culinary school where you earned a degree in pastry. Was that to give Bertha more chops? What was the reason you ended up going to culinary school?
I've always been interested in food and I've always cooked and I've always loved food. At the time, I was working for the federal government. I was a recruiter for the Corporation for National and Community Service, which oversees AmeriCorps. I served in AmeriCorps. I love the idea of service and I was working there and it was fine. And one day I was walking across the Federal Plaza in Chicago and I thought, I don't want to do this anymore. What do I want to do? And I thought, I want to bake pies. I'm happiest when I'm baking pies. And so I literally quit my job, enrolled in Kendall College, and got a degree in baking and pastry arts. And my life kind of took a change from there because I started working in Chicago at very different restaurants. And I had the greatest opportunity of working at Hoosier Mama Pie Company. And the owner, Paula Haney, worked at Alinea, and she really loved pie. And she taught me both about how to make good pie, but also using locally sourced ingredients, and also the importance of being precise and just kind of like that chef training, but devoted to pie.
God, I love such a great story. So going back to sort of this character that you created, Bertha, there was a particular character you were obsessed with as a child. Who was it, and how did her fabulousness inspire you?
It was Cruella de Vil. And in fourth grade, I took a date to see 101 Dalmatians, and my date brought a date, and I didn't know what to do, but I was like, oh my God, it's a date, and I have to be here, and I was so traumatized and struggling with how to be, like, cool, and it didn't matter when Cruella de Vil came on the screen, and she was so larger than life, and she was smoking, and she didn't like dogs, and she was just everything that I didn't know I needed growing up in this small conservative town upstate New York. And I just love that she was so quick and used big words and was just over the top evil. And then she got to sit in bed and smoke and have her henchmen take care of all the terrible things. So it was quite wonderful. And so I became obsessed with Cruella de Vil, and I'd like wear an afghan and pretend to like smoke with a pretzel rod. And everyone thought I loved 101 Dalmatians. So people gave me Dalmatians. But I couldn't say, in 1986 or 87, hey, I'm a young gay man who really likes this woman and I want to be this person because she's so fantastic. So people just gave me Dalmatians instead.
That's so funny. So when did Bertha and baking combine?
Baking and Bertha combined almost immediately from the start. And it was going out and giving treats, blondies, butterscotch blondies. They're always known as the family favorite because it's six simple recipes. They travel well. And people were just so enamored by the character. And this is in the late 1990s and early 2000s when drag was still very much a nighttime thing and very, very seen as something other. And what I love about the character, and I love being the character, is that it really is about being welcoming. Like, people want to hug Bertha. People want to be close to Bertha. And I think that it's a way to create an idea of home for those who can't go home because of distance, because of family problems. And Bertha is this kind of nurturing, sarcastic, just a little out of step figure who wants to communicate love through food. The pie baking class kind of started, on a whim. Chicago is wonderful for kind of developing things because there's so many theaters and so many small places where you can walk them. It's like, hey, I want to do a show. And they're like, pay $75. You get this space. And I just kind of came up with this idea of let's make pie. And it happened. And I would just work at Hamburger Mary's once a month, and I would do a different pie themed show, an apple pie, a groundhog's pie, whatever it was. And it just kept blossoming. And so at one point when I was in Chicago, I've done a lot of church work. Bertha's really big with churches, like the Catholics, the Episcopalians, the Lutherans, the Methodists. I've done a few temples. Everyone just loves Bertha. But what I did is I rented out a Lutheran church, and I had my friends who worked at the Ritz-Carlton and the Peninsula in Chicago put together real Midwestern tuna noodle casserole turkey dinner, and we had a queer polka band called Queer as Polka, and Bertha did a whole Midwestern feed, and it was wonderful because there was hipsters and bears and lesbians and old people, and a busload of Lutherans came in from the suburbs. And I thought, this is really what I want drag and community to be, where it's something other, but it comes together into a familiar sense of togetherness.
And what kind of pies does Bertha
favor for her classes. At the class I attended, we baked a really delicious lemon Chess blueberry pie, and we also sampled a Toll House chocolate chip pie. Are these Bertha's standards?
For the classes, Bertha likes to make the lemon pie, a chocolate pie, the Toll House pie, a fruit pie, and a sour cream raisin pie. Different pies that have skills that are basic skills, but also will show different methods. So the participants who may have never picked up a rolling pin or a spatula in their life will kind of learn all these different methods, the biscuit method, the creaming method. So when they go back, I don't know if they'll ever make a pie again, but they'll look at a recipe and think, oh, I've done that. I know what it is. It's less terrifying. This is something that I've experienced and I kind of have awareness of. I'm a big fan of the sour cream raisin pie, and I think everyone should engage in a sour cream raisin pie, but raisins get a bad rap, and people really don't want to eat sour cream and raisin, but it's such an old-timey classic thing, such so Midwestern. I want to create that feel of nostalgia in a recipe, that taste of home, the taste of memory, because nothing tastes as good as memory.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Michael. It was such a pleasure to meet you, experience Bertha, and get to have this conversation.
It's been my pleasure, and thank you so much for Baking with Bertha.
That was Michael Bowen, the creator and star of Baking with Bertha. Want to book her to host a baking comedy performance for you and your friends? Well, you can head to our website for details. Or KCRW members can donate right now to be entered to win a Baking with Bertha class for you and five of your friends. Members who pledge today, Saturday, March 25th, or tomorrow, Sunday, March 26th, will automatically be entered into our Baking with Bertha sweepstakes. How awesome is that? And for those of you looking for that sour cream raisin pie, we've got the recipe at kcrw.com/goodfood. It was delicious. Oh, and for all you bakers entering this year's KCRW Pie Fest and Contest, Bertha has some words of wisdom for you.
I think you have to just make sure to practice. And the way, I mean, I just made tons of bad pie, and you can bring it around to your neighbors. You can bring it to friends. You can give it to people when security asks you to leave premises. And everyone loves some good pie.
If you haven't entered yet, go to kcrw.com/pie.